Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because with us we have author Penny Altman. By profession, Penny is a portrait artist who lives in France. She has written children's books and really wrote them so she could illustrate them, but hopes someday to get them published. But this book, her newest book, Anna's War, it seemed to write itself, and she felt really strongly about getting it out there to people. So, Penny, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's lovely to be speaking to you.
So tell me a little bit about your passion and purpose in life. Obviously, being an artist and a writer are very important to you, but how did you come about coming to that to share with the world?
Well, when I was a child, I was always writing and drawing. And I remember I wrote my first short book, which I actually found the other day, believe it or not, at the age of 10. It was just little papers stuck together. My mother sent it in for a competition. It was about a little girl sitting in front of a fire, wishing she could see the land beyond the fire. And her wish is granted. So I illustrated it. And I came second. I can vaguely remember sitting in front of the fire and thinking, oh, I'd like to know what happens if you could get inside the fire, which is probably a bit dangerous at the age of 10. But, you know, other than that, really, I mean, I would always write short plays for my younger sister and I, Tina. She was 3 years younger than me, and we used to act to the family when we were about, I was 12 and she was just 9 and a half, I suppose. And my parents used to have hysterics watching us. And I think it has something to do with the arguments we had rather than the performance, be quite honestly. Because both our parents were amateur actors and they won many awards over the years, just, you know, in amateur dramatics. But I was far too shy to perform in public. I think my mother was slightly disappointed. But, you know, I've always written and it's a challenge for me because drawing is part of my psyche. That is comes naturally to me. You know, that's what I can do, and it's easy. It's part of me. And as a child, I always drew, you know, continuously. And then as I got older, I mean, I had 5 children, so I didn't have much time to do anything, quite honestly. But I had a lot of commission work for portraits of animals and children and grown-ups. And then I also managed to get some of my work hung in exhibitions and sold some stuff, actually, quite a lot of work I sold. But writing excites me. I love it. Can't really get enough of it, quite honestly. My head is full of stories, and I don't know. I've always had a very vivid imagination, and I think maybe that is probably what it's all about. And hopefully after Anna's War is published, I can get another book finished. I mean, this is my aim in life, really. I want to carry on. I mean, I can draw and I can paint, but it's something new to me, this writing, and it's a big challenge because when you get to the age of 77 like I am, there's a sort of urgency in everything you do, you know, having 5 married children now, and I've got 18 grandchildren.
Oh, my.
And our first great-grandchild was born 2 months ago. So there's a lot going on in our lives, but living in France and with our family, some live in England. One of my daughters lives in Ibiza, one of the islands off Spain, and one of our daughters, she has 6 children, and she lives in Chamonix on the Italian border with France in the mountains because her husband's a skier. So, you know, life is forever hectic. And I think that's what keeps me young. We're all over the place most of the time, and I think just because we're with the young, it keeps you young. I mean, I think I'm pretty convinced of that. Very expensive, but having a lot of children, but I wouldn't change it for the world.
Oh, that is so wonderful. Anna's War seems to be a little bit different. You said it seemed to almost write itself, and it was really important for you to get that out in the world, even though you had done children's books before. So what made that unique in that way?
Well, I think it was because we used to live in France when the first four were born. We took them at the age, they were from 11, 10, 8, and 3. My husband was a stockbroker in London, and he got to the stage when he couldn't stand it anymore. And so we decided, completely mad, really, to go and live in France. So we uprooted ourselves. We had a lovely house, and it was really crazy, I think, when I look back on it. But we took the children there. We rented a little house called a chaumière, which is a thatched house, little cottage. And that is part of my book about Anna, because we lived in this cottage, and behind the cottage was a big house. The people who owned it, we got to know very, very well. And they were talking about how it was occupied by the Germans during the war and how they lived in the chaumière, the little cottage. And then thinking about it 2 years ago, I thought, my goodness, you know, there's an awful lot of things we've done since the children grew up and everything. And I thought, well, I'd love to write about where we lived. I call it Saint-Samson in the book, but it wasn't called that, because I think it might be too familiar if I put in the name and everything. But it's all based on a story that I heard through the gentleman that owned the big house. And he told me how there were lots of French resistance people around. I mean, he was much older than me then. So during the war, he was a young boy. So I sort of started to think, well, you know, I really would like to write about it. And I don't know what made me think about it, but I just thought, well, I'm going to write what I think might have happened and if I'd been there. And so I sort of decided that I would be the girl called Anna, and she lives in England, because I used to live in London. During the war, I remember very little, honestly, because I was only two or three, I think. I lived with my grandmother because my father was in the Navy, and my mother and my sister, we lived there. And I remember hiding under the table when we were very young, and when the bombs rained down and the sound of the sirens. I can't remember much else, but then it sort of stuck in my mind a bit. And then I thought, well, you know, what was going on in France? And so I got this idea of having these twins who change places. And I think you want to talk about the book afterwards. I'm not sure. Do you want me to tell you what happens in the book now or after?
Yeah, well, you can just give us like a brief preview, because we don't want to ruin it for anyone who's going to go out and buy it. So just give us a brief preview of the entry to the book.
Okay. Well, it's about a girl called Anna, who's just 18, and she's very romantic, and she's an artist. Of course, she has to be, because it's easy for me to write about. And she's in love with a boy called Jack, and he's 22, and he's got a twin called George. Both the boys are telepathic. They have something called thought talk, when they talk to each other through mind contact only. And Anna also is fae. She can see things that are going to happen, the things that have happened. And when I was young, I used to be like that. I used to see things and know things were going to happen. Then the older I got, it disappeared. I sometimes have premonitions, but nothing strong like it was. So I decided I'd use that little thing about it. And the twins are called up to fight. And because one of the boys wants to really fight for his country, the other one is embroiled in research and decides he doesn't really want, and he's a bit of a pacifist, I think he is. So they change places. Nobody knows. George joins the RAF as a pilot, and he's pretending to be Jack, and he's shot down over Normandy, and he's rescued by a French family, and this is when they live in the little chaumière. He's rescued by Isabelle, who's a French girl, and so she takes him back to her house, and she falls in love with him, obviously, and marries him. And then when he's married, he then has to escape into neutral Spain, and he escapes via the Comet Line, which was a real resistance network escape route. I did a lot of research on it, and it was run by a young Belgian nurse called André de Jong, and they used to call her Dédé. She was in the Belgian resistance, and she saved the lives of over 700 to 1,000 people, escapees, and a lot of Jewish people. George gets involved with the Jewish family on the run because he's running from the people called the Milice, and they were a Vichy-run parliamentary force who worked for the Nazis deporting Jews. Anyhow, while this is going on, his brother Jack takes his place as the GP in their father's surgery, pretending to be George. He gets involved with an Australian pathologist and gets involved working with penicillin. He saves a young girl's life. And then the torment of Jack's love for Anna is the crux of the story. That runs all the way through it. no one knows of the boy's switch, and he goes through agony watching her fall in love with a GI. In desperation, he doesn't know what to do, and he keeps trying to tell her the secret, and he can't do it. He's too ashamed, really, of what he's been doing, telling her these lies. So one day, in desperation, he tells her. She goes completely mad, and she tries to kill herself, and then she goes into a coma. And anyhow, I won't tell you any more, because the rest of it is you have to read and find out. But that is the crux of the book.
Oh, it sounds just fascinating, absolutely fascinating. So what do you hope the experience will be that readers will get out of the book?
Well, I thought about that when you asked me that question. It was quite a difficult question to ask, really. So I just hope it'll make people understand that, you know, well, I'm sure they do, but draw people into the last war, where the French suffered so much from occupation. And I mean, I met people whose families had been occupied, and it was appalling. They would go in there and they'd just take over their house and they'd have to get out. If they had nowhere to go, I don't know what happened, but luckily this family had somewhere else to go. And it was just the atrocities against the Jewish community and how they were dragged away, and in Paris they were just taken away and put in camps. Well, everybody knows what happened there. And also the British suffered from terrible bombings, you know, the Blitz that went on for 54 days and so many people died. In one school, 500 people were killed. It's like an air raid shelter. They were hiding in the actual school. And then I think it's the futility of war, which is part of the story. But most of all, the book is about love and hope and forgiveness. And I hope it'll make people laugh and cry. And all I ask is enjoy it for what it always really is. It's just a wartime love story, but it's got a big twist. So I hope it'll be something very different and exciting for people to read.
How fabulous. Well, I hope everyone will go out to Amazon and get Anna's War, because it is just a lovely book. And really, as Penny has suggested, it's really a unique take on a really fabulous story. Penny, thank you so much for being with us today.
It's a pleasure. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was lovely to talk to you.
Fantastic. And for those out there who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's mybookmybiz.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.